Reflections on God's Sport and Accolades by Johan Grobler. I have been watching a few World Cup soccer games and heard the commentators singing the praises of star players. Now and then, one may hear the pundits mentioning a player that deserved more recognition and honor than what he had been given. If there is one, not mentioned by commentators, who has not been receiving the accolades that he deserves, it is the Creator God, our Father. Since everything that exists is out of God, Romans 11:36, 1 Corinthians 8:6, the ability to participate and perform in all human activities, including all types of sport, comes from Him. He designed and created the environment where participation in the many different forms of sport is possible. Many games are played on soft grass, something that God thought about and created in His love for His creatures. Thank you for soft grass, Dad. Whilst wind velocity and its direction, temperature and air pressure may change from time to time, God made sure that one phenomenon on the playing field does not fluctuate, and that is gravity. Imagine how chaotic and accident-prone our world would have been if gravity varied suddenly from time to time. And something we tend to take for granted. Gravity on the surface of our planet is just right. Thank you, Dad. If it was less, the ball could be kicked or struck out of sight. If it was much higher, the ball might travel only a few yards. How boring! Consider the human body. Yes, it is the body of our humiliation, as described by Paul, Philippians 3:21, but it has been fearfully and wonderfully made. Psalm 139:14. God is the one who designed and created the versatile human body that can run, jump, and swim, that can throw or kick a ball and hit it with a racket, bat, or club, and many other bodily actions required by various sport disciplines. Praise to our Father. Some humans are endowed with extraordinary talents, all gifts coming from our Creator. To be able to participate in any sport, even as a below-average amateur, is a gift from God. To be able to enjoy watching sport events is a gift from God. God, who is tendering us all things richly for our enjoyment. 1 Timothy 6:17. God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Sport can be taken too seriously. There was a time when I felt depressed for a day or two when my favorite team lost a game. When that happens, I have to remind myself that it was only a game. After some time, it will be forgotten. Looking at the bigger picture, there was one battle where the stakes were exceedingly high. It was not a sport game. It was a battle 2,000 years ago between powerful spirit beings and one human being. Calvary was the final war zone, and the Son of God had to face it. More heroic than any sport achievement on this planet was the willingness of the sinless Christ to suffer rejection, humiliation, excruciating pain, and death on a stake. By this, He gained the victory for all of us. It is a victory that will never be forgotten. Praise to God for giving His only begotten Son to be the captain of our salvation. Hebrews 2:10. Christ is our captain and our champion. Thank you to our champion for bringing victory to his dad and our dad and to all of mankind. It is through our champion that all of us, who may not have done anything extraordinary in the eyes of the world, will nevertheless receive applause from God. The applause will be coming to each one from God. 1 Corinthians 4:5. However, our champion will get what he deserves, which is more than applause, because God highly exalts him, graces him with the name that is above every name, that in the name of Jesus, every knee should be bowing, celestial and terrestrial and subterranean, and every tongue shall be acclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord, for the glory of God, the Father. Philippians 2:9-11.